Slip inside the eye of your mind. Don't you know you might find a better place to play? You said that you'd never been, but all the things that you've seen slowly fade away. So I start a revolution from my bed. 'Cause you said the brains I had went to my head. Step outside, summertime's in bloom. Stand up beside the fireplace. Take that look off your face. You ain't ever gonna burn my heart out. So Sally can wait. She knows it's too late as we're walking on by. Her soul slides away. But don't look back in anger, I heard you say. I could just keep going all day. I love that song. Absolutely love it. I had no real reason to sing it other than I had the old Spotify. I quite often just hit the Discover thing, play me some songs, and that came on. I thought we're going to have a little bit of a singy song. I haven't had a sing song for ages. I do love that song. I think that could be a bit of me. I could be the next sort of Oasis. That could be a bit of me. It's a good little playlist. On the same playlist, we have Brian and Michael, Matchstick Men and Matchstick Cats and Dogs. He painted kids on the corner of the street that was having a song. I don't know how those two go together in a playlist, but there we go. How are we all? Well, you enjoyed that, didn't you? You loved it. Right, what day is it? It is Wednesday. Wednesday. Okay, this is going to be a week of announcements, really, just as we're getting stuff done. I'll get to the football in a minute. I'm going to start with the racing. With the end of the football season, I and obviously the onslaught of football we've had, I've sort of neglected the racing setup, if you like, in effect that it's just run and we've not really looked at it. I am looking currently, and I'd like to get this done over the next 3, 4, 5 weeks, at revamping it all, making sure again that members are using the tools, getting the most out of it, seeing if we need to make videos, getting all that set up. I've got potentially a new wrap tool. We've got a wrap tool at the minute that looks at the price movement database. Looking at a version for the RTS database as well. So in effect, you could use the same tool for either database. So we're looking at that. But what I'd like at the moment is, because a lot of this stuff I don't need, you know, like when I mention RAP, amazing how many people aren't using it. And it's a fantastic tool. And I understand why, because it can be a bit overwhelming. So what I'd like is existing or past members of the racing setup as it is now, so in effect over the last 12 months, if you would email in, positive or negative, as long as it's constructive criticism and not just, oh, fucking shit, there, of things that are good, things that you like, things you'd like to see more of, things that you'd like us to change perhaps, things you think there's needs more coaching side on. If you're doing well, how you know, without, don't have to give me your systems, you can if you like, whatever, but it'll only be between you and I, but how you're doing well, are you approaching it on a bi-meeting basis, bi-code basis, just so that in effect I can look at the whole offering, the whole product, and plot a way forward for it. It is, as I say, more volatile than the football, and I know people both with the football and racing just like to buy it and use the macros and not put any effort in themselves. That's fine, I'm not criticising, I appreciate some people are short on time, but we want to really get something that caters across the board and people understand and are using it to its full worth. I don't currently have time to sit every day and filter all my horses and post them. I just do not have time to do it between 11 o'clock and other bits I'm doing, particularly when the football's on. You know, I could do it through August, but then I'd have to stop again in September. So we're just looking at ways we can channel that. I can then sit down with Chris if we need to get anything built further analysis-wise, make videos, etc. So just those on RTS Racing, past or present, positive or negative, as long as it's constructive, please. I would be really grateful if you would drop an email to ian@ftsincome.co.uk with your thoughts on it, so that anything we do change or do is tailored to suit you guys. Right, football-wise, getting a lot of questions about what's happening, what's this, what's that. So I'm going to try and explain this as clearly as possible. Ultimate members, the season ends on the 2nd. The current season, the last game is played on the 2nd. The first game is played on the 8th of the new season. What we set up, the process is all linked. It doesn't matter what league it is. I can't change it. Once it's set, that is it for the season, because these are quite complex processes that run to do everything and produce the sheets. Takes a good few hours every process. So normally I would have 5, 6, 7 weeks to sit down, look at what I've got, look at it and make changes, and there'd be plenty of time, and check that they all work. I've got new stuff that I want to add in. What I can't unfortunately do is add it in until the season ends, and then I've got 5 days to get it in, run it on some dummy fixtures, check it works, check it produces what we want, check it looks right, check it's something you'll understand, make a video perhaps to explain it. And you need to do that for week one, even though, you know, people might be waiting for the Premier League. It needs to be done for those who are using it for Belgium. So I will be basically working 24 hours straight through from Monday and Tuesday to get as much done as I can, with a view to Ultimate opening on Wednesday next week. And I will post anything that I'm doing in the members area, and I will email. And as I said last week, if you've dropped off the email list because the season in effect should have ended, then look in the members area daily from sort of Friday through. There's the announcements bit at the top. I will put it in there. But I've got sheets, I've got new stuff. It's a matter of whether we've got the time to get it into the process, see how long what it would add to the workload on a Friday, this, that and the other. In a new setup, I've been doing them individually and they take quite a long time, but actually getting it all in one process where it just runs is what I need to look at, and I can't do that properly until the season's ended and we can look at the master process that runs. So that basically is where it is. But the plan is that Ultimate will open on Wednesday next week, whatever date that is. About the 3rd, 4th of August, something like that, won't it? Let me just have a look. I can tell you. Wednesday the 5th of August it will be. So on Wednesday the 5th of August is the plan for it to open. I will put the time that it's going to open. It will only open to existing current Ultimate members at the moment. It will remain open. You know, you're not going to miss loads. We've got Belgium on its own, that's it. So there's some Belgium fixtures, first game of the season on the weekend following the 7th, 8th. So it will remain open, but I obviously need to have it set up for those of you who've got macros betting in Belgium and things ready to go. So that is the game plan. We're in this situation this year. It is a short window, unfortunately, of just 5 days. If everything started in September, I could be much more clear, and get things built my end a lot, you know, more reliably and know that it's going to work. What I can't do is risk messing up databases and processes that we've got now. That is my biggest fear, because putting it all back together again then would be an absolute nightmare. So that is where I'm at. The Ultimate Wrap Tool, and I will think a name of it, which is basically a analysis tool that you can paste the databases on. I put a video in the members area link. I put a video link on Twitter. That will go on sale, hopefully, again, just time thing, but hopefully on Friday. You will not get it on Friday. You will register to purchase it. You will make that purchase. It is a one-off purchase. Once you've got it, you've got it. It is a tool that you can use forevermore. But it will be a one-off purchase, again, to Ultimate members, initially limited numbers because of the support levels involved. Explaining how to use it, answering emails, how does this work, what's that, mine doesn't work. So initially it will be limited, but that will just be a one-off purchase on Friday. That will go live. I'm planning to put that live Friday afternoon after I've done the thing. It will go in the existing members area first. And as I say, one-off purchase, it will then get delivered to you the following week. So it will get delivered to you before a game is kicked in Belgium. It will be personalised to you. That is why you're not going to be able to buy and download straight away. Literally, I will have the list of people who've bought it. Each one will be personalised for security reasons, in a way that then they can't be shared, because I'm sick of that. And it will be first come, first served. But the plan for that is to be able to purchase your slot, if you like, in that, to receive that on Friday afternoon. But I will put all details in the Ultimate area on Friday morning. When I do the process, I will put everything about that in there. And again, there's no fail. I can't do it. Can you save me one? I can't. That sounds, you know, I love you all, but I've got to be fair to everybody. Everybody's got to have an equal chance to join Ultimate and do that and this and the other. And I have to restrict it. You know, I'd love to just leave Ultimate open 24/7 every day. Of course I would. You can't, because it doesn't work for everybody. Then it fucks the markets up. It's a waste of time. We've got 39 games in the main leagues every week. If we're all trying to bet the same things and you just leave it there all year long, it's problematic. So that's the reasons why I limit it. And also for support and dealing with people is the other reason. Right, that's that done. That's the announcements of the week. I've honestly got massive plans for all this. It's just a matter of utilising it all. I had all these thoughts pre-COVID, and COVID has messed things up. But even with this podcast, we are going to get it more structured, planned out. More guests, because obviously we did the guests in lockdown, but I want to try and get that feature done. So there's lots to come. It's been strange old times, and it has been strange, weird old times. And to 99% of you are lovely and patient and fantastic, and then you get the 1% of idiots who, you know, if I don't get the Raptor, I'm not joining Ultimate. All right, well, fuck off then. There, that's it. Simple. That's your answer. Fuck off. Leave me alone. There, simple. Absolutely, don't need you in my life. I don't need anything from you. You don't need me. Off you go. Arrivederci. Talking of arrivederci, Italy tonight. Oh, no, I wanted... Yes, Italy tonight. First half goal. Milan game. Can't remember who they're playing. Sampdoria. Milan game. I've lost my track again, see? I start with it all in my head. I've got to write it down. I turned up for a meeting yesterday. I used a handkerchief. A tissue. For my notes. Beautiful. Yeah, well, there, guy there, he had about two screens out, post-it notes, pads, everything. I walked in with absolutely nothing. And I won't say who it is. And he said, this doesn't look good. He said, you got... I said, no. He said, only time I've been in meetings where people have turned up with nothing is they're either very ill-prepared or they are... or you're going to get fired. I said, well, it is neither of those, so you don't need to worry. I'm very prepared. I said, give me a pen. And he'd obviously had a glass of water or a cup of coffee or something. He had a napkin. I said, give me a pen and a napkin. That is all I need. It all goes in the old noggin, son. And that's it. And I've got it here. I've still got the little tissue here. I've still got it in front of me. Right, I'm getting off track. Where am I going? Where was I going? Oh, Italy, Sampdoria. Is it? Yeah, Sampdoria, AC Milan, first half goal. 0-0, 25 minutes. First half goal, Sampdoria, AC Milan. If it is 0-0 at half time, I would move to the 1.5 market and back over 1.5 goals and trade on a goal. two fixtures to go in Italy. AC Milan, sleeping giant. I said it a few weeks ago. I think they are going to rise up and be a bit more of a threat. And I haven't been looking at Twitter much, mainly because I haven't wanted to, because it's full of bollocks. I did notice this morning, I do have a look just to see if anybody's contacting me to ask me anything. I saw Lampard or Gerrard trending. I can't remember what it was. Gerrard, I think. And I clicked on it, and there seemed to be a debate about the, and it's been a sort of ongoing perennial debate, this thing about who's the best England midfielder, Gerrard, Lampard, Scholes. It's not even an opinion. See, I said yesterday about Maguire's opinion. This isn't even opinion. This is an absolute fact. The best midfielder that we have produced, arguably of all time, but certainly in the last 30, 40 years, taking the sort of genius of Gazza out, is without a doubt, don't look back in anger, it's Paul Scholes. Of course it is. It's Paul Scholes. The other two, all they did was get in his fucking way for England. They should have fucked one of them off out of it. Paul Scholes is an absolute, and I'm no massive Man U fan, Paul Scholes was absolutely brilliant. When Zinedine Zidane is asked, what's it like to be the best midfielder in the world? And he answers, ask Paul Scholes. That tells you, because we all wax lyrical about how good Zidane was. And there's a guy who played the game. I sat with a dinner with Dennis Irwin. He said the guy was unbelievable. Absolutely. I mean, Scholes and Roy Keane. You know, Gerrard was a great player. Great player in an ultimately pretty average, bang average, poor team most of the time. Certainly sort of guy who could grab a game by the scruff of a neck. Got that. Lampard. Yeah, good player. I never thought Lampard was good getting the box. I never thought Lampard ran a game. I mean, Scholes and Keane didn't run a game. They just ran a winning machine. They didn't just pick up the odd game. They just ran a relentless winning machine. What did they win? 7-8 league titles as the main pair? 3 or 4 FA Cups? They were just awesome. I mean, Paul Scholes was an absolute awesome footballer. I don't know why he doesn't get more credit. I think absolutely fantastic. So the other two, see, I know if you're Liverpool, it's Gerrard. Yeah, fantastic loyalty, this, that and the other. Lampard, okay, yeah. I've got nothing against Frank Lampard. Like him when he speaks. Paul Scholes, different gravy. And the other United player, again, who doesn't get a lot of talk since then, who is different gravy. And I had the pleasure of watching a Spurs shirt. And another one I'm amazed that people don't talk is Carrick. Michael Carrick was absolutely spectacular as a footballer. Brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. I used to love watching the day. I mean, it was great business for Spurs. We bought him for $2 million. I mean, he was at the old carpet mob when we sorted that out. Got him, turned him into a good player. $2 million. And then we sold him for $18 to United. And he was brilliant, absolutely brilliant. Two of the absolute very best for me, Scholes and Carrick, and it's fact, not opinion. There you go. Facts. No fake news, Gerrard. Oh, it's Gerrard. The old Liverpool fans, they'll be eating their arms now, aren't they? He's doing it again. He's having a go at Liverpool. He's doing it again. Yeah, listen to what I said. Good player, Gerrard, but not different gravy. Scholesy, absolute different gravy. I've lost my track now. Where was I going? Yeah, I'm looking after the old Northerners today, and I don't look back in anger. A little bit of match talk, men. Paul Scholes. Can't count up there, though, can they, Sam Cassidy? Eh? I forgot that yesterday. Old Sam Cassidy, he knocked me out the poker the other day, called with 4-6. I mentioned it on the podcast. He then tried to justify it. Suited connectors, 4-6. Don't even know what a suit. Can't even count. Connect being the key word. Numbers that connect. 4, 5, 3, 4, 7, 8, Sam. I know Everton had a good old stuffing by Bournemouth and you were probably feeling a little bit down. But come on, son, sort it out. You're better than that. Flipping dearie me. 4-6 suited connectors. 1, 2, 3, 4, 6, 7, 8. There, yeah, we'll admit the 5, do we? See? Northerners. Trying to be nice to them. You try and help them. What else have we got? I went to my brother's last night. It's a good story. I went to my brother's last night and he had a mate round. As well. Amazing, isn't it? Sam's gone away. She's not coming back till September, by the way. She texted me yesterday and said, I'm going to stay till September. Is that okay? Won't stay as long as you like, love. She's absolutely loving it. She is loving it. I've got one brother who I go to Spurs with. I'm one of five. Sister lives in America, in Australia, not America. I had a brother who lived in America. He's now moved back.
I've got a brother down in the West Country, and I've got a brother down in Sussex who I go to Spurs with a lot. Me and him are quite close, speak regularly, this, that, and the other. The other two, yeah, we don't get on, but we don't speak. You know, we speak once every 2 or 3 months, phone call, how you doing? Occasionally have family get together, love them all. But since Sam's gone, Sam's obviously sent out the family WhatsApp. Ian's on his own. They're all contacting me. Do you want to come for food? You're all right. This, that, and the other. I'm perfectly capable of look. I've done the washing. It's playing havoc with my hands. The washing up is absolutely, yes. Done havoc with my hands. Need to get some fairy. I'm perfectly capable. But anyway, went to my brother's last night. Yeah, this is the one who's come back from America. And he had a mate round who's a Millwall supporter. We're talking about football in general, talking about, and the fact that, you know, they think they'll let crowds back and what's it going to be like with limited crowds. And this guy's a Millwall fan. We're just talking about, so I went on to reminiscing about when we started going to football and how different it was in the 80s with the crowd trouble and things like that. And I saw my first memory of it, I think, was 79. I'd have been 8. And we played Forest at the old White Hart Lane when it was still standing. And after the game, literally walked out the stadium, and about 4 or 5 Spurs fans were beating up a Forest fan. He was on the floor and they were just kicking the hell out of him. And there was police horses literally 10 yards away just watching it go on. You know, and you come out as a young kid, you see it, and just want to get out of there. I've seen an Arsenal fan throw down the steps at Seven Sisters Station, literally sort of picked up and swung, you know, like you do with young kids in the garden, and they flipping lobbed him down the stairs at Seven Sisters Station, which was about 20, 25 sort of concrete stairs. And a West Ham fan, there was a midweek game. I was not long after I'd met Sam, there was a West Ham game, and West Ham had been up to, fans had been up to Tottenham in the afternoon and smashed a couple of the pubs up, and we beat them. And I used to drive up from Devon, and I used to get up there, sort of leave Devon at 1, get up there 4 or 5 o'clock, go in the pub and watch the game, and then I'd go back in the pub and wait till sort of midnight, just let the main traffic go, and then I could get home in the early hours of the morning, you know, driving down the M4, M5, with it being fairly quiet. And this particular game, with the pubs, obviously, they let you in if you're a home fan, whatever, and they shut the doors, and they'd done that, and they spotted a West Ham fan on his own walking down the Tottenham High Road, this bunch of Spurs fans, and dragged him in the pub. They just literally opened the doors, dragged him in, absolutely battered him, and then just threw him out the door. Horrendous. I mean, I've never really got all this football violence, but we were talking about how much it's changed. I mean, I sit now and Suggsy, you know, back me up, we sit in amongst tourists. I'm not saying that I want to sit amongst tourists. I certainly don't want to sit against people having a fight, but it was a massive thing in that period. I've never really got it. You know, I've said on here before, one of my favourite sporting experiences was going to Twickenham to watch England play rugby. I'd never been before, and I went to see England play Wales. Sat two people in front of me in full Leek costumes, and we just had a great day, great banter, great laugh, sitting drinking beer in the stadium. Absolutely fantastic. I thoroughly enjoyed it, and I've never really got the football violence thing. And we were just talking about, you know, what happened to it, why was it going on? And a lot of people, obviously, it wasn't to do with football, they were just looking to have a fight. And this Millwall guy who was at my brother's last night, he said he went up to Millwall, were playing West Brom. And they went up to the Midlands, a group of about 15, 20 of them. And went to the game and got beat. And Wolves must have been playing the same day. And he said he's walking down, they're like walking back to the station after being in the pub. And a fan or bloke's coming the other way. And one of his group, I mean, Millwall fans, fucking notorious for it, weren't they? Said, you West Brom? And the guy went, no, mate, no, I'm a Wolves fan. And he went, that'll do. And headbutted him. That'll do. They haven't even played him. Just wants to flipping hit someone. Yeah, are you West Brom? He went, no, I'm a Wolves fan. That'll do. And headbutted him. That'll do. It just tickled me. Not the headbutt. I think it's disgraceful. Don't get me wrong. I think I never, ever got it. You know, for a club, you know, Millwall, Leeds, whatever it may be, for a club to be associated with, oh, our fans beat people up, I find it all a little bit pathetic. But how it's changed, doesn't it? Has changed. Money, isn't it? A lot of it, I suppose. There's different type of people going now, £100 a game. Right, that's it. That was that little bit. Right, I've got to go and do the ironing. Now. I've got some work to do. I'm quite enjoying it. I don't know whether I'll enjoy it for another month, I have to say. I don't know whether I'll... what I will be like in 2 or 3 weeks' time, but we'll see. All right, guys, absolutely love you all. Racing guys, if you could drop me emails, Ultimate members, I hope I've made it clear. Raptall, I will have a name for it by Friday. I'm going to have a new name for it by Friday, but you know what I mean. The tool to analyse the databases and show you where the profit is, that will become available Friday. You won't get it delivered. You will purchase it. It will be personalised security-wise for you, and you will get it next week. And Ultimate will be opening for the 2021 season on Wednesday next week, ready for people to sign up for the process on Friday, for the Belgium fixtures on the Saturday. Hope all that's clear. Have a lovely day, Evan, and I'll be back with you all tomorrow. And don't anybody, if you fast forwarded through the first 2 minutes, shame on you. Go back and listen to it. It's a thing of beauty.